Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Max Starks covers the Steelers. He is with the Steelers Radio Network. Of course, he was a terrific NFL offensive lineman and longtime tackle as well. Max, we appreciate the time. You're on in D.C. It's Grant and Danny. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing all right, fellas. Doing all right.
I want to go back a couple of weeks because in D.C., on the outside looking in, we were surprised with the move away from Fields to Wilson because it felt like neither of them was going to be all that good as a passer, but at least Fields presented more problems with his feet. The move Mike Tomlin made has worked out beautifully, though. What's your thought on how Russell Wilson's played and how this offense has evolved over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think this was kind of the vision of Mike Tomlin, right? He knew what he was getting with Russ. He knew the deep ball threat that he was going to be. And when you think about a weapon like George Pickens, you want to fully utilize and fully realize his talent and skill set. And I think, you know, going into training camp, you felt pretty good. Like, Russell start, Justin will get an opportunity to kind of learn behind Russ because he never really got a chance to. And then Russ has the injury with the calf that pushes Justin forward, and he has all the one snaps during training camp just about, and then all but one series in the preseason. And then you're like, okay, well, Russ will still be good. He's a veteran, gets injured again, and Justin takes over. But you saw Justin show the X factor of his legs, right? When things weren't quite clicking in the run game, receivers, they weren't on the same page. His legs were the X factor that kind of melded everything together. But I think in the Vegas game, there was a particular stretch. There was three straight pass plays in that game in the red zone that really made it difficult, to have that positive, fuzzy feeling about Justin once Russ was healthy. And I think that pretty much said, okay, we need to try and go in a different direction because we can get the run game going, the offensive line. We dealt with the carousel of that. We need a passer. We need somebody who can get guys open. And Russ gets the start and the nod. We're all like, well, I mean, you know, a 4-2 team, it's not like it hasn't been done because the Steelers did it back, in fact, in 1973. They were 4-1-1 when they made a quarterback change. So it's been in our history that they've done it. So we're like, okay, well, let's see. First quarter went bad, but then you saw a beautiful touch throw with perfect arc and angle to George Pickens. Then you saw a back shoulder fade to Pat Freiermuth that he caught with one hand outstretched, and Van Jefferson, and now that's history. This is why you have Russ there. This is the veteran long ball threat to keep the Steelers offense balanced, and I think that's probably why it was an easier decision for Mike Tomlin, because that's what he knew he wanted to see, and he kind of got rewarded for his thoughts and his efforts.
Max, you mentioned that offensive line. I know that's been an issue relatively in years, you know, kind of recent years for Pittsburgh. How's that group playing this year?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long.
Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, considering all of the injuries that have been sustained in that offensive line, I think they've actually done pretty well. And I think now we're finally getting to a stabilization point that we can feel good that they've actually played a couple of games together now. Now, granted, Zach Frazier will be reinserting back in where Ryan McCollum was at the center position. Zach was a starter since the beginning of the season. So he would be working with Mason McCormick, who came in for James Daniels. Isaac Siamalu was out at the beginning. That was Spencer Anderson. That's now the backup guy. And so on and so forth. Troy Fautano gets injured. Broderick Jones now back into the starting lineup. I think this group is starting to settle down. I think, you know, I'm always going to worry when you have two rookies working next to each other. It's always going to be something that neither one of them have seen before because they're both rookies. And hopefully Isaac Siamalu will be able to kind of talk them through it. Dan Moore as well. The veteran side is that left side. The right side, super young. You know, because you think about it, we have three guys starting on the offensive line that are second year and below. So given that circumstance, I think they've performed really admirably. I still want to see the right side get better, especially at right tackle. Broderick Jones needs to pick his game up. He's too inconsistent for me, but doing a solid job in the run game, just needs to work on the pass protection.
6-2 says a lot about Pittsburgh, right? Defensively, the ranking says a lot about them. How good do you think they are, both overall and then defensively? You look at some of the quarterbacks they've played or when they caught the good offenses or QBs, like, but you know, Cousins and Atlanta and some of the others. It seems like maybe there haven't been as many stiff tests as they're going to get with Washington this week. Where are you at on that?
No, this will be the toughest test thus far in the season for the Steelers squad. So we're going to find out if that record's real or if that record's inflated, right? I mean, this will be a test of seeing a really good offense and a really good defense on the other side. Not either or, not if, but both of them combined and seeing what it looks like. We haven't been in a shootout this year with another team, and I believe that's what this is going to be. This is a game that's going to be in the high 20s, if not the low 30s, to decide who's going to win this game. So this will be an interesting litmus test for the Steelers squad as they get ready for AFC North play. Because we remember, we haven't played any of our division games yet, which is a rarity to go all the way through your bye and get to the midway point of the season still not seeing a division opponent.
We're with Max Starks breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers here on Grant and Danny. Max, I've got, like, whatever the largest unit possible is in terms of respect units I have, they're reserved for Mike Tomlin. Like, I think that guy is outstanding. I want him to retire from football and just put him in charge of something that needs fixing. He's always seeming to get the most out of guys. Out of a bye week, they're like a million and one half over the course of his career. So I feel like this is going to be such a well-coached team kind of no matter what. Love you to speak to that over the years as talent has kind of come and gone, and it seems like he's always squeezing the last bit of moisture out of that stone.
Coach T has been one of those guys that has known how to connect with his players. He knows what resonates with them. I think that's what makes him such an elite coach, is that he never loses touch of what his locker room is. And he's able to connect and talk with guys and have those frank personal conversations. But I think because he's that transparent and open and honest, he can demand more of them because he knows he demands as much from himself. And I think players respect that aspect of it. It's not he's talking one way to the media or to the coach and then talking to me a different way. Mike Tomlin's plain and simple, every which way, however you want to slice it. And he'll let you know if you ask him a question. Brutally honest. He'll let you know the answer. And I think guys can respect that transparency, which makes them want to work for him and also want to play to be successful because they know that, hey, my coach has my back. I need to have his back as well. And that's translated, like you said, even over, quote unquote, the different types of athletes who've come and gone over the last 18 years, me being one of those guys, the message has been consistently the same since day one. Now you have your growing pains, but he's been a consistent figure, and that's what he just demands, that excellence, and guys are willing to go to bat for him.
Max Stark, Steelers Radio Network, former Steelers offensive tackle on Grant and Danny, helping us to scout Pittsburgh. How does Washington keep from allowing T.J. Watt to wreck this game?
Well, you're gonna need to dedicate as many possible bodies to that side of the ball as necessary.
Does he always rush from the left, or will they move him around a bunch?
He primarily rushes from the left. Every once in a while, he'll move to the right based on some of the schematic things, but he's a primary right offensive, left defensive side rusher. So it's going to be a challenge over there. And, you know, in a lot of right formations, obviously you're going to want to have tight end, you want to have chip help to slow him down. But the problem is you pay all that attention to him, and then you have to worry about Alex Highsmith on the other side. Batman got his Robin back, and that's what makes them so deadly of a combo, because unless you're running 12 personnel, you're just running, you know, tight ends on each side, it's tough, given the schematics, to want to have to pick and choose what you want to have happen to you.
This is a havoc-creating group. We're used to seeing it, right? We're obviously talking about Watt, but it's a number of guys. And then, of course, you add Preston Smith to that mix, as well as someone we're real familiar with here in Washington, Max. But I feel like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I should love you to jump in, I feel like they're giving up a bit more yardage than we're used to seeing from a really good Pittsburgh defense. The havoc and the chaos and the turnover-causing stuff is still there, but maybe they're a little bit more vulnerable down in and down out. Am I crazy?
No, I mean, between the tackles, it's more so in the rush defense.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of the fills, we lost some guys in the process. We lose DeMarvin Leal to IR, Montrevious Adams. Some of your core interior swing guys that rotate in because Carl Dunbar likes to rotate defensive linemen in. So we've lost some of that stoutness to a degree, because there's only so much you can ask Cam Hayward to do and Larry Ogunjobi as older players. So you usually try and roll them in and be fresh. That's where I think it's kind of taken a little bit of a hit. And then some of the younger linebackers, right? Patrick Queen is new to this defense, and Peyton Wilson's a rookie. So some of those fills are not as consistent. And, you know, if you watch the film a couple of times, you know, guys are coming in to crash, but they end up crashing their own guy, and the guy cuts off and makes a play like Tyrone Tracy did on that 45-yarder in the Giants game. You know, and that's where it is. I think it's still guys trying to figure out their run fits for that. Deshaun Elliott, who's a very, very great tackler, as you guys know, you know, he's also figuring out how he inserts with the linebacker. So I think it's been more miscommunication and just getting on the same page that's led to some of those big plays. But it's still very havoc-inducing because the Steelers have forced teams into being one-dimensional and taking them out of their run game, so that it has not been as big a deal as it has in the past. Because once you put it in the air, I feel like that's where the pass rush and that's where the interceptions come alive for this defense.
Max, I'm curious about Joey Porter Jr. at corner. He was one of the guys Washington was debating drafting when they needed a corner in the first round. They went with Emmanuel Forbes. Has not really worked out well for Washington. What kind of player has Porter become?
Oh, man, I mean, he's just like his dad, who I played with. I mean, he is a very competitive, tough-minded individual. He's physical at the point. He's cut down on his pass interference calls. He knows how to play with hands and leverage, and he's become a lot better blocker. I mean, you know, one of the things I always tell guys, because, you know, as I was doing scouting work and pre-draft work, I said, at the end of the day, you know, is the guy a willing tackler at defensive back? And also, where else are you going to build 6'2" or 6'3" in height? Like, you can't trade in the height ability and a guy who wanted to play press man coverage, you like that competitive nature, and it's worked out well. And then you add a Dante Jackson, who we got in trade in the offseason, and they've just been a great tandem with each other, competitive, physical tacklers at the point, and they attack downhill, which I love. I mean, that's what you want to see in your defense, that those guys start to take on the same identity that your defense is trying to convey.
Speaking of trades, Danny mentioned Preston Smith. So Washington added Marshawn Lattimore. He still hasn't practiced. He was ruled out. He's not going to play on Sunday. What about Mike Williams, who you guys got at wide receiver, and then also Preston Smith on the edge? Do we know if either or both are going to play or have much of an impact? What's the expectation?
So right now the expectation for those guys, I think you may see Preston Smith because Preston's been playing. For Mike, I'm not sure if it's a numbers game or not, whether they'll bring him in to play immediately or dress him immediately, just because there was no injury that was necessitated to the roster that forced us to pick him up. So I don't know if necessarily Mike Williams will be ready to play already. I think it's tougher for an offensive guy to insert into an offense versus a defensive guy into a defense. And I think for Preston, what you would be asking him to do as a relief rotational guy, I think it's easier to pick up on. And so I think I would expect Preston Smith to be in there a little bit in the defense on Sunday. Mike, I think, is still questionable as far as who they want to dress, because you do have some core four special teams guys who also play at wide receiver.
What's the most important thing from a Washington perspective coming to this one, Max? Like if the story of the game, if Washington's able to win at home against a really good Pittsburgh team, how did they do it? What's the key for them?
Well, I think the key is going to be how effective can you run the ball with a guy not named Jaden Daniels. So, that means Austin Eckler is going to have to toe the load. Obviously, Brian Robinson ruled out for this contest. So how well can you keep the ground game as consistent as possible, which – you know, you guys are pretty much, I should say, status quo, right? You know, being able to run the football. I just don't know if I want to expose Jaden Daniels as much. I know he has, you know, at least five, you know, nondescript run plays that happen out of play situations, out of passing situations. Those are things you're not going to change. But the quarterback design stuff, I would just be worried because, you know, taking those hits, I know the ribs were an issue a couple of weeks ago. And these guys like the gang tackle for the Steelers. So as much as you can put it in the actual traditional running back's hands and have success, I think, is what will bode well. Now, the one thing that you also have on your factor for Washington is you guys average almost 3 minutes more in time of possession at home versus on the road. And I think that's going to be a big thing, keeping the ball away from the Steelers' offense, but at the same time, not putting it in the air to where it can be an issue. So run game, I think, will be a big key for Washington. And if they're successful this weekend, it'll be because there was a solid run game plan in place. And trust me, my old teammate Darnell Stapleton is one of those O-line coaches there. Will definitely make sure that he has that on his mind.
Max, before we let you go, let's get a prediction. What do you think happens on Sunday?
You know, I mean, for me, just keeping it as kind of as transparent as possible, I think this game is going to come down to who's going to convert on the gotta have it moments. And that's the 3rd-and-7 to 3rd-11 range. Whoever has more success there, because not everyone's going to be 3rd-and-2. Not everyone's going to be 3rd-and-3 and 1 and these nice, easy, convertible plays. But, you know, that medium to long range, 7-11, whoever can be more creative in those moments, I think, wins it. I think this game is pretty close. I think it'll be less than a touchdown score when it's all said and done. But I believe that win is going to be anywhere from the 28 to 35 point range for the winning play team.
Oh wow, you got a lot of
higher
points
than yeah.
Score.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Max. We appreciate you.
Max, thank you, buddy.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, guys.
Max Stark, Steelers Radio Network, and of course the former tackle in Pittsburgh, joining us on Grant and Danny. It is that time of year. It's getting darker outside, and it is getting darker in-house.
All of a sudden, the sun went down, mood lighting happened, I turned around, it's dark outside, people are playing beer pongs, slamming some appies, I love it.
We were on air with Max there, and the lights just went down. We're like, oh, it's party time, and sports and social. We're here in Bethesda, Rockville, Bethesda?
North of Bethesda.
Rockville or Bethesda? All right, how about this? If it's Rockville, when I say Rockville, I want you to scream. Are we in Rockville? Are we in Bethesda?
From Bethesda!
All right.
That's still not clear to me. Is it Southern Rockville or Northern Bethesda?
Rockville, Bethesda. He's saying North Bethesda.
Which we know is made up.
If they get to 8-2 on Sunday, what are we going to be saying next week? That's the question we will return on Grant and Danny.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.